come back this morning, and the weather report there, appreciate that. And we'll say 73, and have a good day at work. DE5RJM, DE5TG Mobile, clear.
Oh, I don't know about my working days. I'm home on disability, so I'm not one of these working types like you. My back gave out and had surgery and had waiting for another procedure. So anyways, fine business. I wish I was working still. Anyways, you have yourself a good day at work, and we'll catch you later, maybe on the return. V5 Tango Golf Mobile, V5 RGM will be clear. 73.
V5AGE
Mobile and listening. V5 Alpha Golf Echo, V5 RJM. Very good morning. How's Trent doing this morning?
It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm just going through Balcarres right now, so won't be on the air for too much longer here. But no, very beautiful morning. Still a little chilly for my liking, but I'll take what I can get when there's actually sun. No, it's doing good. Had a good weekend. Didn't do anything but hobbies and spending time with my wife and eating well. So had a good weekend. And how was your weekend? V5RJM,
V5AGE. Yeah, Roger. V5AGE, V5RJM. Yeah, no, our weekend was fine. Never long enough, though. Michelle goes back to work here, so I'll find something to keep me occupied here today, so there's always something to do, that's for sure. Anyways, want to say thank you for becoming our member there of our club and supporting it. Much appreciated, and I'll let you go there because, yeah, you're not going to carry it much further. Hopefully this summer we'll have that repeater up and going there at Fort Capel. So I haven't heard yet one way or the other whether it's been approved or not, the site. So anyways, we'll keep everybody posted once we find the good news or bad news, either or. So, anyways, we'll talk with you later. Have yourself safe travel, and have a good day at work. V5AGE Mobile, V5RJM. Clear on your final.
Yeah, if you have a good day, don't get yourself into too much trouble. I know I'll be eating like a pig for the next couple days. Have a safety stand-down meeting today, and so that'll mean I'm going to be forced to eat lunch, and then supper tonight at Moosman, and then contractor breakfast tomorrow morning at Moosman. So I'm bound to gain about 10 pounds in the next couple of days. So I guess I'm bulking up for winter. Bulking up for next winter, that's what I always say. But I definitely want to support the people who put up the repeaters that I pretty much, I'm in more coverage of your repeaters, your club's repeaters than anything else. So, I'd love to take part to wish you guys are closer. I won't be able to make it to the meetings, but I definitely want to support and do what I can. But, so, 73 is to you, V5RDM, V5AGE.
Yep, the 5RG I'm returning. Yep, much appreciated. And again, yeah, I miss those contractor breakfasts. They're good. fine business on all that. 73s. We'll talk with you on the way home, maybe. The 5AGE, the 5RJM. 73s.
I lose you here. The oxygen repeater, is that an operation right now? Do you happen to know? Back to you.
Yep, Roger. I was out there about a week and a half ago or so, and we replaced the power supply in there at CAF, so that's back in operation. So you'll be able to use that one now. Back to you.
Yeah, I figured I thought I was losing my mind there because it was working 1 week, and then when I was up there overnight, it wasn't working, so I kept trying different frequencies and looking it up online, and that was before I was a member, so I didn't have your cheat sheet there, but no, now it's good. If I'm by there, I'll hop on and let you guys know I'm there. 73 is to you, and V5RJM, V5AGE will be clear here shortly.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it was off the air there for probably about 7 weeks. So I made two trips out there, and thank goodness it wasn't anything too major. It was a pretty simple fix, so glad to have that repeater back on the air, that's for sure. It gets used quite a bit. All right. Before you lose me and I lose you, 73. V5AGE Mobile, V5RJM. You're holding the Fort Capel node there pretty good, unless you're stopped there. 73.
VE7LZ.
Yeah, you're out of there now, so you're just chunking the repeater there with very little modulation. 73, V5RGM is monitoring.
V5RJM, V1 Echo Papa Portable.
Go ahead, email VE1 Echo Papa Portable, V5RJM. You're outside already, getting busy?
Yeah, you said that there was a repeater down in Regina. Did we ever find out what the offset is on Drew's... Drew's repeaters there in Regina, over.
No, negative. It was one of our repeaters in Yorkton that was down. And, I finally got to the site here about a week and a half ago or so, 2 weeks ago, and got that back up in the air there, so it's back operating. Trent, he commutes back from... Regina to Melville, and he was a co-worker of mine back in the day, so he's into management there, and he's working now instead of out of the Weyburn office, he's working out of the Melville there, so he looks after Moosterman and the transmission side of things on the Sask Energy side there, so very good guy, and of course, he makes it down to Yorkton every once in a while, so he will be able to, and of course from Melville there, mobile, he can just get to the edge of that repeater. So, yeah, it depends whereabouts he is in his travels there. But anyhow, I don't know anything about this repeater that you're talking about. So was I supposed to find something, some information for you, email, back to you?
Yeah, I keep saying Regina, but actually he's in Calgary, so my mistake there. I tried to find it on a repeater book, but I couldn't seem to locate whether there was an offset or not, not offset, whether there was a DTMF. But it'd be good to know the frequencies there, when people are around there, they can always check it out and see if there is an offset or not. It'd be just something to have in our journal there, over.
If I recall now, I do recall the conversation. That was quite a while back. Surprised I did remember. I did look it up, and it is on repeater book, and it's under a different call sign, but it is there, and yeah, it's got the tones there. I think I had corrected you there when you were giving that information out to someone that you were having a CUSO with, if my memory serves me right. It's on there. I can look it up again here and send you the information. And yeah, it does have a tone on it. That was what you were missing, letting people know there about that repeater. You had the frequency right and everything, but you didn't have you weren't telling them about the tone there. So without that, nobody was would have been able to get into it there. Over.
Yeah, very good. Well, I remember connecting with the V5DRU, or V6DRU, I guess it is. V6DRU. I remember him talking a good 10-15 minutes while he was going to and from work, so he must be at a half-decent location there. Anyway, just it'd be worthwhile having it on our cheat sheet so that when somebody's around there, we could get them to test it out or whatever. It's always good to know what repeaters are working and where, over.
Yeah, that one is connected to the 420 network there, I believe. I don't know, I forgot the story about that, how that ended up like that. I think he ended up, was down in your area, then he ended up moving down this way to the west, and then he just had another repeater put up here and so forth, or else maybe it's just his node, I don't know, I can't remember, but anyways, it's linked from Calgary that way to the 420, and with repeater book now, with the nice searches you can do, it's really good. You can come up with several different types of lists, and if you do just search with the province, you'll come up with every simplex node, every repeater, every way that person can get in on the system. There's very few there that have the IRLP or All-Star set up there on the repeater networks there. So most of them are locally linked or just standby repeaters. So similar to Edmonton's like that as well. There's only a few that are used for cross interprovincial linking. So, it's always nice to have information on that back to you.
Yeah, very good there, Randy. It's just that, we didn't get in, we never received any complaints about the 420 being connected. And if it's connected, then if one of our other repeaters ain't working, well, they can connect to this through that one. Anyway, just something worth noting, what links are, what all the links that are connected to the thought group here. I know there's a repeater in Moncton now that's connected, so that's awesome. And it has about a 50-mile footprint, so we got part of southern New Brunswick there, which is good.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Yeah, we get connected whenever we connect to the Canada hub here, so...